Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. The North Carolina Senate race will be one of the more interesting campaigns in 2022, and a new poll even suggests that the GOP primary will turn into a hot contest. The Public Opinion Strategy Survey for former Governor Pat McCrory's campaign posts him at a 40-25% advantage over Congressman Ted Budd, former President Trump's endorsed candidate, but the lead is deceiving. The spread actually represents a net gain of 20 points for Mr. Budd when compared to previous polling, thus putting him in range to chip further away before the March 8th primary election. Scoring 40% among his own party's strongest voters certainly shows weakness for a former governor. This on top of remembering that McCrory was defeated for re-election in 2016. The Illinois Democratic leadership replaced their first congressional map on the heels of losing a court battle over their state House and Senate plans. The new design answers a potential lawsuit, one that was charging a second Hispanic seat could be drawn in Chicago. The new map does just that, and possibly at the expense of freshman Democratic Representative Marie Newman, who will be paired in one district with fellow Democratic Congressman Sean Casten. Otherwise, the map continues as a severe Democratic gerrymander, at least on paper, taking in 14 of the state's 17 congressional districts. To accomplish this, Republican Representatives Adam Kinzinger, Darren LaHood, Mary Miller, and Mike Bost are all placed in just two districts. The November 2nd election is upon us and will decide many offices and issues. Among them are the tight Virginia gubernatorial race, where former Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe and Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin are in a virtual polling dead heat. The New Jersey governor's campaign is also closing, with Republican Jack Cittarelli making things uncomfortable for first-term Democratic Governor Phil Murphy. The Democrats are still favored in both governor's races, slightly so in Virginia, and with Murphy still holding a relatively comfortable advantage in the Garden State. Additionally, we will see two more vacant congressional seats filled, both in Ohio. Democrat Chantel Brown, on the heels of her September upset victory in the party primary, is a prohibitive favorite to hold the Cleveland Democratic seat. In southern Ohio, the state's former Coal Association chairman, Mike Carey, won the September GOP primary in the Columbus Regional District. He, too, should be a convincing winner on November 2nd. Once these two districts are decided, the House will have 434 members, one short of full capacity. The remaining South Florida vacant seat will nominate candidates on Tuesday for the January 11th special general. Eyes will be on Minneapolis, as voters there will make the first decision as to whether a police department should be replaced by a social services bureaucracy. Should this measure pass, and the yes position did lead in very early polling, cities around the country will be taking serious note. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.